Now, next up, we have some very special guests from Clontuskart National School. We have some players and, of course, their teacher and coach, Pat O'Gorman. And they were recently invited to take part in a blitz. So let's introduce you to them. So what's your name there?
My name is Ryan.
My name is Owen.
My name is Katie.
My name is Sinead.
That's very good. And, of course, we have their teacher here, Pat Colgan, as well, and he's also the coach. And so what was your favourite part of the day?
Well, we got to play on the pitch.
That was the main thing?
Yeah.
We met Paul O'Connell and Sean O'Brien refereed our matches for us.
Very good. And was he a good referee now?
He was, yeah, but he's actually a smaller in person.
That's it. Yeah, that's well built, though.
Yeah, he's really strong.
And how did you get on overall? You played well and all that?
Yeah, we won 3 out of 3 matches.
Oh, that's the main thing. You know, good talent there you see from Craig's.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we haven't got them to Craig's yet.
Well, they will be. Well, from Clontuskart National School.
Exactly, yeah.
So, have you anything you'd like to say, or have you any people you'd like to say hello to?
We'd like to say hello to our teacher, Mr. Connerton, and we're just wondering, can we get no homework?
There you go. No pressure there.
None at all.
So, have you anything you'd like to say? Looking forward to the holidays.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of the? Would you be interested in taking up rugby after the blitz? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So you go there again. Do they have blitzes every now and again there?
No, this is just an annual thing. This is to tie up with Aldi. Aldi sponsor all the youth rugby and schools rugby, so they have a national blitz at the end of the year. We had to go through the Connacht blitz, which was in Corinthians Lands, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have to qualify first.
We have to qualify, yeah. And we had two teams playing the day in Corinthians, but then when we got to Dublin, we were only allowed 15 players. So the girls are sporting the Aldi t-shirts that they got on the day, and I think both of them actually have been signed by Paulie.
And they're all signed, very good. So you'll treasure them, and the lads got them as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Very good. So it's not every day you get to meet Ireland internationals.
No.
And have you ever been to any of the matches in the Aviva?
No, not yet.
No, you never know. It's the earliest to be. There's the November internationals coming up as well, isn't
November
there?
November internationals coming up, and then pre-season next year. And actually, look, you know, they've all gone and played in the Aviva, which is more than I've ever done. So, or you would say.
Well, this is it. This is it.
So, but
they're still young, and they can still achieve a lot yet. So, okay. You know, you might even be future internationals yourselves.
Just remember us for tickets when the time comes.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be on to you for tickets. We'll give them away as a prize on Sports View. And so we'll just continue on with some sports for some sports. As I said, they've been here with us all during the show. So we just wanted to introduce you to them. So so we start off with some local sports news. And Roscommon senior footballers had a winning start to the championship, beating Leitrim in Carrick-on-Shannon in the Connacht senior football semi-final on a scoreline of 24 points to 10. And it was a bit one-sided, but they go on now and meet the winners of Galway and Sligo in the Connacht final. And of course there's a debate going on at the moment with regards to where that's going to be, so hopefully it'll be solved soon. And Buccaneers Rugby Club under-18s ladies player Lauren Flaherty has been selected for the Connacht under-18 ladies squad. Well done, and it's nice to see local people doing well. That's very good. And as I said, there's a debate continuing there as to where the Connacht final is going to take place. Have you got any thoughts on that? Why not text us in on 083-859-9748, and we'll read out your thoughts on the show. And of course, the Roscommon hurlers had a great run in the blitz in a blitz which took place in the Connacht Centres of Excellence in Beacon. And in rugby, in rugby news here, we'll have to ask them their views on this. In rugby news, there was three Connacht players were on the Barbarians team, which defeated England 63-45. The three players were Niji Adiokun and Ulton Delan, and former Craigs rugby player Dennis Buckley. Very important to mention him.
He's a Tony here.
and a local here as well. So it's great to see that, isn't it, Pat? Some local talent making it at that level.
You know, it's very important. We have loads of talent in Roscommon, East Galway, the whole area, at every sport. But it's brilliant to see, you know, a local, particularly we'll say Dennis Buckley, because we were very proud in Craigs that Dennis, all the players got to wear their own socks. You know, they wore the Barbarians jerseys, but Dennis had the Craigs socks on, so it was the connection back to where he started. And Dennis has broken the mould from Craigs, he's gone. But, you know, if you saw these girls and the lads playing, there is no reason why any of the four that are here beside me and any of those who were with us on the day couldn't go the whole way. And when you know somebody local who has done it, it's easier, because somehow, you know, English Premiership stars are far away from you, and you never kind of realise they were ordinary people as well starting off, whereas a Dennis Buckley who's down the road, you do, and you think, I can do that too.
That's it. I mean, if you see local people doing it, and he's doing well with Connacht, and now wearing the Barbarian shirts, you know, playing against England a couple of years ago, just like yourselves, probably. You know, you never thought he'd be playing for Connacht or Barbarians or in Ireland. So you know, that's the pressure's on. I don't know when you mess, but you know, it inspires the kids in that. You know,
it's brilliant. And I mean, like a couple of years ago, like we had two Rossi footballers in teaching in the school with us, didn't we?
Yeah.
Who
were in there?
Kieran and Jeremy Marta.
Yeah.
Two good footballers, and they've been playing well in recent seasons as well.
Fantastic,
so.
Absolutely. We're often proud of them, aren't we?
Yeah.
Give them a nod, cheer out there. And
has to be done, and they're fantastic lads, and you know, hopefully they'll win the Connacht title.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, it'll be nice. So that's a feel good, a local feel good story there. And of course, there's plenty of athletes from that are involved in representing Connacht in the Special Olympics Ireland Games. Everyone in Ross FM and around the county would like to wish Hugh Nocton, Pádraig Dunn, Christine Kelly, Anne Marie Donnelly, Sean Mullen, Aoife Hegarty, Anne Brennan, Adam Thomas, Lauren Casey, Chelsea Phillips, and the coaches Jackie and Bob McCormack, and head coach Marie Kane. So we'd like to wish them all the very best, and we hope that they do well for Connacht. And this Saturday, Shane Curran's Roscommon under 20s footballers take on Sligo in the Connacht under 20 Connacht Football Championship quarter final. Shane Curran has a lot of experience that the players can benefit. So, you know, if you're around and you're able to go, why not go along to Dr. High Park on Saturday and support Roscommon? And of course, as you know, that St. Peter's have had a very successful season in the Roscommon District League. They won their first, they won the Premier League, or the Premier Division, I should say. They're good, but they're not there. They won their first league title in the Roscommon District Football League Premier Division, yeah. And but their season isn't finished yet. They have two semi-finals. One on Thursday, they defeated Ballymoe on a scoreline of two goals to one, and on Sunday. Played Moylock 79, and they won that game 4-3. It was a heavy enough game. Now, it says, you know, Moylock were very good, but St. Peter's were too good and came out 4-3 winners. On Sunday they play Boyle Celtic in the final of the Premier Division Cup, and then Sunday week they play the winners of Ballinasloe Town and St John's Athletic, and that's in the Challenge Cup. So that's they're having a good season there, St Peter's, in their first season in the Roscommon District Football League. And also this weekend, Galway take on Sligo in the other semi final of the Connacht Championship. Galway defeated Mayo in the previous round, and Sligo defeated London in the last round as well. Galway are raging hot favourites to win, so that's going to be an interesting game. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I probably think Galway would be favourites, but I've been a Limerick man, my knowledge of football around here isn't great, so maybe Owen is our football and Ryan, they're the football experts. So what do you think, lads? Who are you going for?
Galway have a very good team with Damien Comer. Is a very strong forward, and Shane Walsh is very good from free kicks.
And of course, he's had a very good season in the Sigerson Cup for UCG as well. Damien Comer, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had a very good season.
So yeah, and he's been performing well in the league, and of course against Mayo as well in the last game.
That's one for Galway. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I think Galway will win. They're like a stronger team.
And will you be going along to see the game?
No, you'd
wait for the final.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Katie, what about you now for the ladies? What do you think?
Yeah, I suppose Galway. Yeah.
And any would you like to have a stab at the prediction of the score prediction? No? Just to win.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. Sinead, what are you going to say? Sinead isn't our expert on Leinster.
Oh, very good, right.
She has a great connection to Longford, haven't you, Sinead?
Yeah, my uncle's the manager.
Oh, very good. Very good. So they had a good win recently, didn't they?
Yeah, Longford bet meet, and now they're going to play Dublin, Croke Park.
Oh, that'll be a big ask, but nothing's impossible in sports, isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's good.
So 31 counties shouting for you, Sinead.
Oh, it's great to see Longford. You know, it's good to see the likes of Longford doing well, and that, you know, and even Carlow has been doing well as well. Mm-hmm. They had their first win, and well, they did well last year as well. But you know, it's getting over the first hurdle in the championship. That's the main one. So what are your thoughts on the Roscommon game last weekend?
Very one-sided.
Very one-sided. Yeah, well, it was always going to be very very one-sided anyway. But. Yeah, it's going to be a great kind of final wherever it was. Where do you think it's going? Hopefully, it'll be in the Hyde anyway. It'll be easier to get to.
I'd say it'd be in Salt Hill like the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't think it can be. Sure can't. I mean, Galway have to come.
Oh yeah.
Here, or else it goes to neutral venues. And that is.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think Sligo. If Sligo win, I think it goes to Castlebar or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting debate. And hopefully it'll be in the Hyde. This will be very, you know, I'd say there'll be a big crowd for the game. Well, there'll be a big crowd anyway. But you know, it'd be nice to. Of course, Galway would be tough to beat.
They would be, of course. The Galway lads would be tough to beat.
And your thoughts on the hurlers? The Galway hurlers won last weekend as well. They had a very good win, hadn't they?
Yeah.
Very good. So have you any thoughts on any of the sporting stories over the week? Is there anything you'd like to mention? About
the
sport over the last week.
What about
the Liverpool match?
Yeah.
Yeah, Real Madrid won.
Yeah,
Liverpool need a new goalie.
Oh, they do. They need two new goalies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you bring in?
Alisson.
Yeah, he's supposed to be very good. He's Brazilian, isn't he?
Yeah. Or maybe get Butland off the cheap from Stoke, now that they're relegated.
Very good. And in the central defence, I don't think Lovren is a bit dodgy in defence, isn't he?
Get Stefan De Vrij on the free. His Lazio contract runs out.
Very good. So, what are your thoughts on the rugby then? Is there, you know, the rugby is nearly. Leinster did well. They won. They won the Pro 14 and the European Cup as well. So, you know that you're an expert on. You're an expert on Leinster GA. Are you an expert on rugby? Leinster rugby.
Well, I'm more into the Gaelic. So.
Very good. But Johnny Sexton has been playing really well. You know, they're very strong, aren't they, Leinster?
They're exceptionally good at the moment, yeah, they are. But you look, you never know if they...
Anything can happen.
If they send us a nice out half down to Munster, we'll be...
That's it.
Coasting next year. Come back to haunt them, you know?
That's it. So, So have you any other thoughts on anything else you want to add or anything?
Well, what are you at tomorrow now? Come on, give a shout out to him.
Well, we have like a soccer semi-final with the school.
Oh, very good. Who are you playing in that?
We don't know until we get there.
Yeah. All right.
The groups, we haven't got the groups yet as far as I know.
Yeah, and the girls got to a final. That's next week on Wednesday.
Oh, very good. So you're doing Clontusker. You're doing Clontusker National School. Very proud then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, great coaches as well, and great teachers there.
Yeah.
So what time does it start?
Tomorrow.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, and it goes on most of the day.
Yeah.
Very good.
Where are we going tomorrow?
Le Caro.
That's
a lovely facility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely. St. Peter's play there as well. They've been playing there this season now. The pitch is lovely there, and you know it's very well set up, and it's not too far away as well, which is very handy. So you're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where do you play?
Well, I play midfield with the school.
Very good.
I play backs in the school.
And forwards.
Oh, very good. The responsibility for scoring the goals.
Backs.
Very good. So there you go. There's that's something to look forward to. So if you're around tomorrow and you know you want to see some up and coming youthful stars, then Le Caro, the league grounds in Le Caro is the place. Is it the league grounds or is it St. John's Athletics ground?
The league grounds.
The league grounds there. So if you want to see some future football stars, go along to Le Caro tomorrow. So you're looking forward to that then?
Yeah.
So have you scored many goals yet in the season, or have you played any other games for the school, or is it just this?
Yeah. No,
we've played a good few.
Yeah, Gaelic as well.
There you go. Oh,
yeah, and we're going to play basketball in 2 weeks.
No, there you go. There could be a lot of medals going to Clontuskers yet now between all the sports.
hopefully, yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on the future of Craigs as well? You're involved with.
Yeah, we're involved with Craigs. We have a huge development going on now. I mean, the AstroTurf pitch is progressing. The other pitches are going well. Our underage structure has improved now in the last 10 years. So we're at a stage now where we're as big as a small club can be.
Yeah.
And the next step for us is to take that step to being a big club. You know, and all of a sudden, things that have been okay as a small club, we need to up our structures. But we're a fantastic committee and everyone's really involved and we're good coaches. And we hopefully have a lot of players. Like, I'm thrilled to see a few lads who came from Clontuskert who are playing with us. Jack Tucker is on the Connacht pathway, and Lee Kilcoyne is playing with us, and maybe we'll get a few more of these crew out, you know, because we've new girls starting next year, so definitely either of the two girls here would be more than welcome, and definitely I've seen them both play, and they're fantastic, and the lads are good as well, so we could do with it, but the future's bright. It's bright for sport in general around the area, you know.
Compared to years ago, there's more investment in sport nowadays. And of course, like we were saying there a couple of weeks ago with yourself on an interview we did, you know, it's very important for kids to get out and get active, you know, because it's very easy to stay in and play the PlayStation. But these kids here are testament that they love to get out and play sport, which is great.
I'd say they don't know how to spell PlayStation, not to mind you. Mm-hmm. She don't.
That's no. Wasting your time playing, though.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Now, you're an inspiration for kids coming through. So, what's your positions in rugby, then? What's your favourite positions? Or what positions do you play in when you're playing rugby?
Well, it's mostly tag rugby.
Yeah.
So we kind of just run around.
It's a good way to start on getting involved in rugby, you know.
It's great. Well, I mean, you know, the whole sevens, now that it's in the Olympics, the whole sevens side of rugby is going to be a huge growth area in the next couple of years. And tag feeds perfectly into sevens. And it's also very good for smaller schools like ours because, I mean, we wouldn't have enough children in any class, maybe to have a sixth class team or a fifth class team. So when we're only playing seven a side, we're competitive and we can. As we proved when we went to the Aviva, like we played against schools that were much bigger than us, and we were better than them, weren't we?
Yeah. One of them had like 100 pupils and we beat them.
Yeah.
One of them even had 500 pupils.
Very good. And so you'll have more rugby next year then when you go back to school. You're looking forward to that then, and you'll have probably be doing other blitzes as well, will you?
These four are all graduating, aren't you?
You'll be the next Connacht Stars, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or Leinster.
Or Leinster, indeed. Yeah, whichever one. It's all in Ireland anyway. It's the it's great to see Ireland doing well, winning the Six Nations and all that. And hopefully next season they can kick off. We've come nearly to the end of the show, but we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you'll tune in. If you've missed the show, don't worry, the full show and all the interviews will be podcasted, and they'll be available on the website at rossfm.ie/, and then it's either podcast, it's either full shows or interviews. So I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we wish you all the best, and we'll be back next Wednesday. Thank you very much. Bye.